hero of today's story is the famous Chayza of Lublin. Chayza was his nickname. Chayza literally means the one that can see. Somebody that had tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. Lived in the time of the Alter Rebbe. Was a tremendous tzaddik. And he really, really was invested in bringing Moshiach. He tried many different things, including going against the Alter Rebbe and fighting for Napoleon to win, because he thought that was part of bringing Moshiach. That didn't work out, obviously. But the biggest story and the biggest thing he tried took place at the end of the year, Tov Kuf Ayin Dalid, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, Tov Kuf Ayin Hei. The Chayza was in it to win it. He put himself entirely into this inyan, and he sent out a message to his Talmidim and fellow Tzaddikim from Poland, that who's ready to come do battle with me, who's ready to come to the fight to bring Moshiach. He had a few of his Talmidim, the famous Mendel of Rimenov, Yisrael of Koznitz, the Koznitzer Magid, the Kloinemis Minaitstot, who was the Mechaber of the Sefer, Mor V'Shemesh, the Naftali Hirtz of Barzin, and they all got together and they got ready to bring Moshiach. They also sent a letter to the famous Menachem Mendel of Kosov, and they asked him to join them in their war to bring Moshiach. Now, a couple years before that, Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev passed away. Before the Berdichev passed away, he promised that he's not going to go into Gan Eden, and he's going to be poiled by Hashem to bring Moshiach. But years had gone by, and nothing happened. So they realized that the Eibishter must have enticed him with different things, and they decided that they need the help of the Helika Berdichever. So someone's going to have to pass away to give him the message that they're coming to bring Moshiach. And they made a goydel, and the goydel came out on the Chayza himself. So the Chayza himself was ready to give up his life to meet the Berdichever. But he had a famous Talmud known as the Helik Yid, the Yehudi HaKadosh of Pshischa, and he said, the world needs you. I'm going to go in your stead. I'll go to the Berdichever, and you'll do down here, you'll bring Moshiach. Sure enough, he accepted the switch, and a little while later, the Yehudi HaKadosh, the Helik Yid, passed away, and the war to bring Moshiach went into effect. The first problem came right by Rosh Hashanah. They had invited the famous Menachem Mendel of Kosov to join them in their war, but unfortunately he got sick and instead he sent his son. Now his son was a big tzaddik in his own right, but not on the level of his father. So that already was, you know, not the way it was supposed to be. And now the Talmud of the Chayza, his name was Reb David of Lelev. And he was supposed to blow the shofar and to get everyone worked up to bring Moshiach. And they really were preparing, and they saw that it was an intense war going on, and he wasn't able to blow the shofar. This was going on for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and he wasn't able to blow the shofar. Until the Chayza of Lublin screamed out, Rachmana Amartiku, that the Torah says that he didn't have to blow the shofar. And with that he broke through the klipa and enabled his Talmud, the Reb David of Lelev, to blow the shofar. In the meantime, they were able to get past that. That Koznitzer Magid also was doing his own avodah, and he was working very hard and trying to bring Moshiach. The Aseret Yemei Tshuva came and went, and they were working very hard, and now they were trying to use out the time, the days of Simcha, of Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, to bring the Simcha, to bring Moshiach. The Satan realized that this was getting serious. So he had to also go into high gear against these tzaddikim. So what happened? What happened was the Kuznetzer Magid, he got sick. And right before he passed away, he told his Hasidim that Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev came to me to speak to me. And he told me that this is not good what we're doing. It's not the job of the tzaddikim to push through things momayla. He says, very soon you're going to be coming up anyways. And when you come lamayla, you're going to see that the Eibishter has a plan. And everything's going to work out. What you guys are doing could only bring actually negative things for Klal Yisrael. And therefore you should not do it. He says, please go to my friend, the Chayz of Lublin, and tell him to stop the war. And right after that, he passed away. Now, the Chassidim decided not to give over this message. They didn't want to ruin the Yom Tov of the Chayz of Lublin. They didn't want him to have tzar that his friend passed away. So they didn't tell it to him. Now, the Chayze had Ruach HaKodesh. So he knew that something was off. And he told his Talmidim that he feels that there is a gzeira, something is going wrong with their plan. But he's going to fight nevertheless. And it started the night of Simchas Torah. And of course, a lot of Hasidim came to the Chayze of Lublin to spend Yom Tov with him. The Simcha was mamish on a very high level. The Olam was saying L'chaim, the Olam was dancing. It was mamish, simcha and freilach, the way it's supposed to be. And he kept on saying over and over, he said, if we're going to have a simcha dika, simchas Torah, then we're going to have a simcha dika Tisha B'Av. In other words, if Mashiach comes and Tisha B'Av will be turned over to a Yom Tov, it will be a simcha dika Tisha B'Av. So let's have a simcha dika, simchas Torah, so that we could have a simcha dika Tisha B'Av. They were dancing, and all of a sudden, that the Chayz of Lublin felt very, very weak. Now, he knew that if he's going to lay down, when he goes to sleep, it's a zman that the Sitra Achra could chaparayim. So he told his wife, and one of his Talmidim, told his wife that she should be with him in the room the whole time. Because when there's someone watching, two people, then the klipa cannot come in. But what happened? The Yitzhahara had to get her out of the room. So he made a sound, the klipa, of a child crying. When if you're at Ebbetson and you hear a child crying, after a while, she couldn't hold herself back, and she left the room. The moment she left the room, something terrible happened. There was a big window on top of the room. And all of a sudden, the Chassidim saw the way the body of the Chayz of Lublin, the great Tzaddik, was lifted up and thrown out the window. Because the Sitra Achra was able to enter the room. And all of a sudden, the Chassidim, they're trying to find him. What's going on? The Rebbe's missing. They see him flying. And obviously, everyone ran out of the shul. And obviously, the dancing stopped. And there wasn't simcha in the shul. And everyone's looking for the Chayz of Lublin. And all of a sudden, very far away, they saw a tzubrochen, a figure, like mamish, his whole body tzubrochen. And he was crying. He said, we tried, and And why didn't you guys tell me that the Kuznets of Magid passed away? He says, if I would have known this, I would not have, fought so hard now. He says, Baruch Hashem, the Kuznets of Magid came, and he saved me from this fall. But, I realized that it's not going to work. And then he got very, very sick. And it's interesting, before the Chayzl of Lublin was a Talmud of Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhensk. The Melech of Lezhensk told him before he passed away to remember what it says, Al tashlicheni le'ezikna. Don't throw me away when you get old. And he always wondered, what was the Melech telling him? Al tashlicheni le'ezikna. He realized that he said, don't throw me out of, literally, throw me out of the window. Le'ezikna, when he got old. And unfortunately, he got very, very sick, and the Chayz of Lublin actually passed away on Tisha B'Av that year. And then they understood what he meant, that if we're going to have a Freilich HaSimchas Torah, so we'll have a Freilich HaTisha B'Av. But if we're not going to have a Freilich HaSimchas Torah, so then we're going to have a real negative Tisha B'Av. And that is the story of the Chayz of Lublin and all that he tried, the Mesiras Nefesh, to bring Mashiach.